Okay, good morning. As you know, we just finished a very important discussion regarding the relocation proposal by the Raiders, which our owners approved overwhelmingly. You know that our goal is to have 32 stable franchises for each of those teams and also the league. We work very hard and never want to see a relocation of a franchise. That means exhausting our options and doing everything we possibly can to get a solution in the existing market. As you know, there's been a stadium situation in Oakland that we felt needed to be addressed. I think even our friends in Oakland agree that it needed to be resolved for the long-term issue of the team and, frankly, the community. And this has been an issue for well over a decade. We have a very rigorous and disciplined process. It's a difficult process, as it should be, in a relocation. Our stadium committee and finance committee, which represent 18 owners, worked tirelessly on this over the last 9 months or so, just on this relocation proposal. We believe we and the Raiders have worked earnestly in Oakland for over a decade to try to find that viable option in Oakland. We needed to provide certainty and stability for the Raiders as well as the league. As you know, the clubs also, I think it was in 2015, put off the decision for a relocation in hopes of trying to see if we could develop a solution in Oakland. We also, the owners put an additional $100 million, unprecedented, $300 million total to try to find that solution in Oakland. So I know the ownership feels they went the extra mile to try to find that solution in Oakland. I want to thank the mayor. I just spoke to her briefly just to tell her that I appreciated her efforts. I'm certain that she's disappointed, as we all are. But I wanted to thank her for her efforts in trying to find a viable solution. I believe she worked tirelessly. She worked tirelessly, Ronnie Lott, Rodney Pete, and many others in the community to try to find a solution that we could all be proud of and all go forward in a way that was very positive for both the Raiders and the Oakland community. Unfortunately, as you know, we didn't get that done and we're all disappointed. We're particularly disappointed for the fans of the Oakland Raiders in Oakland. That this is something that I know will be seen with a great deal of disappointment by them, and we understand that. And we worked as tirelessly and as hard as we could to try to find that solution, and we just couldn't get that done. We're going to have Mark Davis come up. He's going to have an opportunity to speak, but before I do that, I have the chairman of both the stadium and the finance committee. I'll ask Bob McNair to come up as the chair of the finance committee, and then Art Rooney, and then we'll have Mark Davis step up.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. We've worked for probably 2 years, not just the last 9 months, on trying to find a solution for the Raiders, and of course our first choice was to find an answer in Oakland. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that, and the plan that the Raiders now have to be in Nevada and Las Vegas is a very sound plan and one that we've looked at very carefully, and it meets all of our standards and financial conditions. And so we're delighted for the Raiders. We think this will lead to a more stable franchise, and that's the goal of all of us in the league, is to have 32 clubs that are all strong. So we wish the Raiders and Mark Davis well. We regret that the Oakland fans are going to be disappointed, and I wish we could do something about that, but we weren't able to successfully find a viable plan there. So congratulations, Mark.
I just want to add, as has been said, these are difficult decisions. I think that anybody who has visited Oakland and played a game there in the last several years understands the stadium situation there was difficult at best, and so we needed a solution. I think that we did, wait a considerable amount of time to see if a plan could be developed to keep the team in Oakland. As the commissioner said, we appreciate Mayor Schaaf's efforts to try and put something on the table. My own personal opinion is that, you know, the presence of the baseball team on that site was a complication that they really couldn't find a way to work around. And so we're here today with a situation where they think that the future of the Raiders can be much more solid playing in a first-class stadium. And so we are happy that the Raiders are going to have a home for the long term, and appreciate the efforts of Las Vegas and Nevada for helping make that happen. So, Mark, congratulations, and bring Mark up.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Goodell, the two committee chairmen, Mr. McNair and Mr. Rooney.
It wasn't personal. They got to get back.
Oh, see y'all. And my other 31 partners in the National Football League for making this vote in our favor. I'd also like to thank Governor Brian Sandoval and congratulate him as well, and the legislature of Nevada, who overwhelmingly supported this process and are bringing the Raiders to Las Vegas. And finally, I'd like to thank Sheldon Adelson, whose vision and directions made it possible and probably never would have happened without him. My father used to say that the greatness of the Raiders is in its future, and the opportunity to build a world-class stadium in the entertainment capital of the world is one opportunity that will give us the ability to achieve that greatness. I have mixed feelings, obviously. I love Oakland. I love the fans in Oakland, and I know that there's going to be disappointment and maybe some anger. And I just hope that in the future, as we play in Oakland this year, that they understand that it wasn't the players, it wasn't the coaches that made this decision, but it was me that made it. And if they have anybody to talk to about it, it should be me. And I will, in the coming days, try to explain to them what went into making this difficult decision. Thank you.
Okay, the commissioner has time for two questions. We do have microphones. You can identify yourself by name and outlet. No questions? Yeah. We have a question from Sam Farmer over here on the right.
Where are you, Sam? Oh, yeah. Roger, Sam Farmer of the LA Times. What's the plan for the Raiders the next couple of seasons, if not three seasons? I assume they're going to play in Oakland, and are there concerns the league has about that team that's going to leave?
Well, Sam, they do have an option. As you know, they just entered into last year for two more years. Each individual year, they have an option. 19, they do not have a confirmed site. That is something that they're exploring. They mentioned that to the ownership today. It was part of their consideration. But, yes, we do. This is an important step for us. It's an important step in trying to get stability for the Raiders long term. They obviously are going to need a few years to get the stadium built, but in the meantime, we intend to play in Oakland.
We'll go here with Zenny.
Zenny, has any 62 media on the zone or not, but I'll say, first of all, a heartfelt congratulations, Mr. Davis. Heartfelt. Second, at what point did this turn? What could Oakland have done to make the outcome different?
Zenny, you know, the points that we always put back to Oakland were, we need certainty on a viable plan that will work for the community and the team long term. It had to be actionable. We understand that contingencies sometimes occur, but major contingencies that put the entire project into doubt are just unreasonable in a case like this. And what we've tried to do is work very hard over the last several years to address those issues, to come up with that kind of a plan that we could invest well over $1 billion in to get a stadium built there, which, if all of the issues are well aware, we have all the facts on the table and we can develop a plan, it can get done. It has gotten done. We've done it effectively. We're doing it in Los Angeles effectively with private money. So these are all efforts that we tried to get solutions to those. Art Rooney mentioned, you know, they have commitments to the A's. That is a complicating factor in this, because you don't have the certainty of when the A's are going to be leaving the site, where they're going to be able to build on the site, what the development is going to occur on the site. And all of those are important decisions when you're investing that kind of money.
Two Two more. We have Jericho on the right.
Your question really for Mark.
He'll be back up here momentarily.
Oh, okay.
So let's go to Adam Schefter. Last question, ESPN.
Roger, Adam Schefter here. With the Raiders playing in Oakland, will they be now known as the Oakland Raiders, or are they the Las Vegas Raiders? How does that work?
I believe they're going to continue to be called the Oakland Raiders.
And for how long?
As long as they're in Oakland.
Mark, come back.
I can get back? Yep. Okay, back to work.
And as mentioned, the commissioner will be available for a broader press conference at the conclusion of this week's meeting. Questions for Mark Jarrett-Bell.
Yeah, Mark, just to kind of piggyback on the idea that you have a rather long, lame duck scenario confronting you in Oakland, what do you tell the fans there about continuing to support the team during that window, and how concerned are you that the anger, the frustration of those fans will diminish the vibe that you're creating with your franchise? Right.
First off, I wouldn't use the term lame duck. We're still the Oakland Raiders, and we are the Raiders, and we represent the Raider Nation. As I said earlier, that there's going to be some disappointed fans and angry fans, and it's going to be up to me to talk to them and let them know why, how, and what has happened, and hopefully we can work things out and work together for the future.
What are your options for 2019 and maybe even 2018?
Well, we have two one-year leases options for Oakland right now. I intend, if the fans would like us to stay there, we'd love to be there for that, and possibly talk to them about extending it for maybe 19 as well, and try to bring a championship back to Oakland.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Question right here, Alex. We have a question right behind you.
Oh.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Right here. There we go.
Scott Winter. I've been covering this for a while. You talk about your father's legacy.
Yes, sir.
And this decision today, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's a tough decision. I think he'd be proud that two young kids, myself and Mark Bedane, who started out as water boys in this organization, are taking this organization now into the future in a world-class stadium. And like I said, the entertainment capital of the world. I think he'd be proud.
Okay, we'll take a couple more. Here, Mark Purdy.
I'm Mark Purdy from the Mercury News.
Mark. Yeah, how you doing?
Okay. I had a specific question for one of your fans. Like, some fans have put down their season ticket deposits for this year and wondering if, given this decision, maybe there will be refunds if they request them. That's number one. Number two is kind of follow up what someone else asked her. When did this turn for you that you started to say, this is going, Las Vegas is where I'm going to go?
First off, for the fans, if any of the fans that have given deposits or anything for season tickets would like to refund them, we'll be happy to do that. Not happy, but, well, you know how that goes. But, yeah, I'll absolutely. I believe it turned during the L.A. Part where before the vote for Los Angeles, Oakland had an opportunity to come in and make a presentation to the league. And they came in with a 5-page piece of paper that had nothing to do with anything. And they claimed that they would wait for us to lose the vote, and then they'd come back and they'd have all the leverage. We lost the vote, and we came back to Oakland, and we negotiated a one-year lease with the 2 years of options and talked about getting together and talking about a long-term future together. A week later, I got a call from the county board of supervisors tell me, Mark, I'm sorry, but the lease that we just negotiated, the 3 years of leases, are not going to be valid, that we're going to raise the rent 3 times on you. At that point, we ended up signing that lease anyway, but then decided we had to start looking elsewhere to see if we could find a long-term solution.
Okay, our last question for Mark. That's right, Mark.
Mark, Ed Graney from the Review Journal. Even as you went through the ups and downs of trying to regain financing there, did you think the $750 would kind of stand the test of time when it came to the owners, when they made the decision on this, that with that kind of commitment from Nevada, that could stand, even as you had to obviously get new financing?
Yeah, I think the commitment made by the governor of Nevada and the legislature of Nevada was pretty strong to me, and my commitment to them was just as strong. So, no, we never had a problem with that.